Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Don't go far. Always appreciate your time with me. Always appreciate the time you're spending with us, whether it's on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being, you know, part of the conversation, part of the solution, as I like to put it. And again, there's so much news to deal with, to be part of, to discuss. But you got to be on it. It's really the only way, you know, we make sure that I can get you real information on it. You've got to be able to check me, too. And again, as I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I'm not going to, I will touch on it in a few minutes, but I want to go through the Katie Hill saga again. It's not a personal vendetta, it's nothing like that, not even close, but as some of you have been sending me emails because you've heard that the case has been totally dismissed and we won and yada, yada, yada and all that, and it's good, it is good, what has happened is good. It works in our favor. But what I think is funny is earlier today, even among some of the emails I got, because you guys were talking about, or some people were talking about, how Jennifer Van Laar now won her case as well. So all told, Katie Hill owes well over $100,000 in legal fees. And still going on, some of her friends who know the players, like myself and Jennifer, still reaching out to us via text and other things and saying, you know, leave her alone, what you're doing is wrong, and all this stuff. And what I really find about the most amusing thing, frankly, about this whole thing, is they weren't telling her to leave me alone, they weren't telling her to leave Jennifer alone. When they knew darn well we didn't do what they said that we did. They knew it. These people knew what was going on. Now, this is a person that was a congressman, knew what she was doing was wrong. She voted on it. That's right. If you read my article about Katie Hill, this whole thing started when I called her out for voting on an issue. I mean, voting on, you know, not having relations with people that worked, I hate to say under you, but you know what I'm saying. Your subordinates, how's that? Right? And she agreed with it. And she voted in the affirmative for this rule, for this law. And she still won't admit to breaking it, so to speak. Not to the level that she did. But before I get to her story, yeah, I'd love to leave you hanging just a little bit, huh? I don't know if this is really the way you pronounce his name, but Kristen Bahina Rivera was convicted of killing Iowa student Molly Tibbetts. Finally, we get the conviction on the other side. An illegal Mexican immigrant, working as an Iowa farmhand, was convicted Friday of killing a college student, Molly Tibbetts. She was knifed to death while jogging in 2018. Bahena Rivera, 26, was found guilty of Tibbetts' murder 2 days after he denied stabbing her at all. Bahena Rivera will be sentenced July 15th, the judge said Friday. He faces up to life in prison without parole. The convicted murderer had claimed on the stand Wednesday that... Who put him on the stand? Wow. That two armed mystery men commandeered his car, ordered him to repeatedly drive by the university until they got out of the car and they killed her. He said he discovered the woman's body in his trunk only after two men ran off from his car. But he did admit to dumping the body in the cornfield. He was afraid the police thought it was going to be him. He said, I picked her up and then I put her in the cornfield. He covered Tibbetts' body with corn stalks because he didn't want her to be too exposed to the sun. He insisted that he didn't go to the police because he was scared since it wouldn't have been seen as good or right. Sorry. It's very small print. But here's a guy talking about how, you know, I mean, his story changes slightly. And I know the stories aren't exactly the same. But everything he said is everything what a murderer says when they try to get out of it, right? The police broke the case about a month ago after Tibbetts' disappearance when they tracked down surveillance video that showed a person, apparently the young woman, running in the distance, and a Chevy Malibu driving by her soon after. Deputy in town saw Bahena Rivera driving in the same car the next day. Police then questioned the farmhand, who admitted driving by Tibbetts, then... He admitted to turning around, passing her again, because he found her attractive. And then later, police found Tibbetts' DNA in the trunk of his Malibu car. Her killing was seized on by President Trump in the lead-up to the 2020 election, as evidence that America needed harsher immigration policies. Now, some won't agree with that. Some will say you can't keep blaming or wanting to be harsher on the illegals. Well, first of all, they're here illegally. They've already broken the law. Let's just be honest about it. Can we stop playing this game? He's already broken the law. He's already had run-ins with the law. Took the jury 7 hours, just 7 hours to convict him. You know, there was plenty of evidence there, obviously. And you know as well as I do, they're screaming racism. So I'm going to see your host, this is the Real Side of GCN Live. Come back. Yep. It'll be the Hill Hour. We'll be back.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181. I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. you could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
You want to get involved in some real smart conversation, head to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots going on there. And, yeah, they're talking about whether, you know, look at, you guys in Virginia, you better fight to keep that state, or not keep it, but get it back. I mean, seriously, this is crazy. I'm surprised that Manchin's been able to hold on so long, seriously. With all the nasties that have been going on, I mean, maybe he's a tougher guy than I thought he would. Did I gain credit for? How about that? Seriously. You got anything to say? You want to talk about it? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time you're spending with me. Head up to the website, realside.com. Again, you can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. You know, and and just read the stories. Right, understand what's going on and just read the story. So, Katie Hill's back in the picture. And you know, letting the thing go, not a problem. I can let it go. My biggest problem with her, though, is the self-righteousness every time she comes out and talks about stuff. Like, she was the one that, woe was me kind of thing. So, she claims that basically she had to resign, if you follow the story. First, she had to resign because of, biphobia is what she called it, right? Bisexual phobia. Not true. I think I told you guys before that we've known about her. We've known about her escapade lifestyle for years. This was nothing new. I have said publicly, I have said to others, don't turn the sexual escapades as a whole with the pictures, because it'll she'll use that to say she is the victim. Right? And it's exactly what she did. Everything that went out was aimed at her. Oh, what was her? How bad it is what they did to her. Never took responsibility for anything she did. Still doesn't, really. Right? When I originally did the story, originally wrote the story, I wrote it around the fact that her and others had been calling out, in her party, had been calling out Trump for the way he treated women. For his sexual escapades, if you were. She kept consistently calling him a Nazi. Kept consistently calling him a racist. Right? And when you think about it, it's kind of like what we've always seen throughout our lives. Some of us more seasoned people. The person that's the most adamant about calling it out, like they're the saint, and everybody else is a bad person. They're usually right in the middle of it. And Katie was talking about how great she is. You know, how ethical she was, how good she was. And we all come to find out, it wasn't true. It wasn't right, and it wasn't true. The original story I wrote about Katie, again, as I said, had nothing to do with her sexual escapades. It had to do with her breaking the law, breaking the rules that she voted on from within the party. Right? So, as the story plays out, people are dropping off pictures and sending me pictures and sending me information. And I'm looking at it, and I'm saying to myself, at first, I thought it was nothing more than, okay, she's a little sexually promiscuous, and whatever she's doing, whatever. But then when I started seeing text messages, and again, first time I ever heard the word trouble, not a clue as to what the heck is a trouble. Right? So when I heard she was in a trouble, which means she was married to a man, or married to three people, in essence, you're acting like the three of you are married. So, when I heard about that, again, I had to find out what it was, what it is. And then I saw the text messages from the other female in the trouble. Now I'm paraphrasing because I don't want to, go rehash everything again. But basically she said, I'm concerned. I see how you treat him. I'm not giving names or any of that stuff, but I see how you're treating him, and I don't want you to treat me the same way. I'm afraid to say anything to you because I'm afraid, I'm fearful, I'm afraid you'll treat me the same way. Right? So here she is when she's talking about Trump and how he's taking advantage of women. She talks about how the men in Congress take advantage of women and treat her and look down upon her because she's a woman, which is, I'm sure it's true with some, but it's not true with the majority of them. especially the, you know, the younger guys in there. And so when you get through with all of this, you come to find out she's just as bad as the guys that she's claiming are bad. She's putting pressure. She's verbally abusing. She's verbally bullying the person she's with. I can't pronounce her person's last name, Morgan Desjardins or something like that. That, you know, and again, I don't know her. Based on what I've read, based on the text messages I read, I feel bad for her. But she had to know what she was getting herself in with. She worked with these people. So Hill herself called the truffle a polyamorous three-person relationship. You know? And they were all young. The young lady was 20 years old. I don't know how old Kenny was, her husband. Or Katie at the time. Living on... I mean, think about it. You know, it's just living high in the hog because now she's a congresswoman and she's getting this money into her campaign account. And she's got these people working for her. So she's having sex with people that are working for her. Just whatever. But I want to get back to what bothered the most was calling out others for what she was doing. Others rallied to her aid because this bad man was picking on her. Was getting into her sexual relationship. No, wasn't getting in her sexual relationship. Was simply calling her out for doing exactly what it was that she was getting on others for doing. Because they never see the harm in what they're doing, no matter how wrong it is. She has a tattoo of what appeared to be a swastika on her inner thigh. Iron cross, whatever they call it. Right? And yet she's calling everybody else a Nazi. A little bit more on this when we come back. Thomas Senior Host, listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. You'll enjoy it.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now. And get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Americans say they're ready to take a vacation again after mostly being stuck at home during the pandemic. More than half of American adults are now at least partially vaccinated, and many say they feel safe getting back on a plane again. AAA is estimating 37 million Americans will travel at least 50 miles from their homes for the Memorial Day weekend. Ahead of the Memorial Day holiday on Monday, President Biden is delivering remarks to military families in Hampton, Virginia.
Many of you likely have lost friends or colleagues in Afghanistan and Iraq. I know this is personal to you, especially as you head into Memorial Day weekend. We as a nation will always remember and pay tribute to those we lost.
President Biden also releasing his $6 trillion budget for the year 2022. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
Feel the rhythm now.
We shall be singing together, you and me.
All night, holding hands and moving on.
We shall be singing together, you and me. Come on, baby.
We are back. This is the Real Time of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Again, be part of the solution. For me, that's exactly what it boils down to. Now, I'm not trying to be long-winded on this. I just want to make sure that some of you just joining really understand what's going on here. I was talking about the Katie Hill saga between myself, her, and Jennifer Van Laar. Just about over at this point. For some of you who aren't, you know, aware, she tried to sue me and some others for distributing revenge porn, which is a story that didn't take way too much time to explain. But she was taking she had taken nude or semi-nude pictures with her husband and wife, right, in her trouble. They somehow got out into the general populace. And she feels like it was a concerted effort to bring her down. Well, I've always said the same thing. If you believe that what you were doing is right and wasn't illegal, why would you resign? Really, why would you resign? Why go through that? So back to it. Now, here was a woman who was calling Trump Hitler. Was calling the Republicans SS. Shows how ignorant her and her team are. And yet she's running around with an Iron Cross or a swastika tattooed on the inside of her thigh. And on top of that, she's got a bong in her hand. Yes, a bong. With some brown liquid in it, and I don't know. I don't know what she was smoking. But normally we associate that with dope, marijuana. Now, nobody said it was at first. It was just a look that it appeared to be. She comes out with a comment that basically says, how do I get in trouble for smoking something that was legal? Well, let me explain to Katie and others that want to try to cover for her. This is part of what this conversation is around, all the people that want to cover for her now. All the ones that have written me and said, leave her alone, she's been through enough. They don't care what I've been through. They don't care what it costs me. They don't, you know, again, this is what they do on the left. They come at you with guns blazing. They want to take you down. They want to bankrupt. This is the whole goal. And then when they lose, they go, oh, just kidding. No more. We can't let this happen anymore. Not only do you have to take them down, but you have to go around. You have to go to people around them that were protecting them. Because some of the people that were protecting them libeled slash slandered me. And I'm not going to let that go this time. I don't think I should. It's not a matter of, Joe, you're a Christian, you should forgive it. That's not the point here. Right? I'm not looking for money. You know, she got no money anyhow, but I'm not looking to get money from her. That's not the goal. The goal is to show them that some of us will fight back, will push back, will cost you money as well. And that's the way it needs to be. We cannot let them continue to get away with this stuff. It's just not right. But the ignorance behind it, not only did she was sleeping with. Now let's make something clear here. There's two things that went awry, and I won't get into the minutiae yet. But sleeping with your campaign staff, right, is an agreement that they make it within Congress. It's an agreement that they make, not just the campaign, but even her staff there at the office. And the staff at the office, she put in a bad way, because they knew what was going on. They couldn't say anything, or wouldn't say anything, but they weren't comfortable with it. They've written about it on Twitter and other places. So it comes back to taking responsibility. Really that simple for me. And when she resigned because it was, you know, it was the people who hated her. As a matter of fact, one of the articles said it was, you know, a right-wing operative, me, was a radio show host, me. And that I had worked with Jennifer Van Laar to work this whole thing out. The funny thing about it is that if they would actually, they don't know how to do journalism on the left. They just have no idea. But Jennifer Van Laar and I hadn't spoken in years. Jennifer Van Laar was actually mad at me about something. So why would she speak to me? Why would she work out this with me? And I'm only going through the story a bit tonight because, again, she came up on my Twitter feed. And the Twitter feed says she loves to put up pictures of herself scantily clad, I'll put it that way. She says, in my relationship for 15 years, I wasn't able to basically do anything without my ex. Well, she did quite a bit without her ex, if she's honest. We've got the text. Well, we've seen the text messages to prove it. We've seen what she's done and where she's been. She did a lot without her ex. So that's not a true statement. She said, this past week, at almost 34 years old, I went on my first ever girls trip and just so happy. Well, I don't know, depending what you mean by girls trip. We saw pictures of, you know, Katie, I wish you would get the help that you need so that you could tell the truth. Right? I mean, seriously, you look at this and you just have to giggle. Even something as simple. Hey, how about taking it out of the realm of sticking her ex-husband and or making it look like she's suffered for so many years with him? Because yeah, those in the community that know better. So, this isn't just what aggravates is that she was one of the ones that continually called Donald Trump a liar, and yet they expect us to believe that every word that comes out of their mouth is truth. And it's not how it works. You know, it's funny, after saying that she wasn't having a relationship, she wasn't doing this, she wasn't doing that, then the pictures come forth, then like she's doing it. Then she apologizes. So she does have a history of lying, right? The bong thing, which is really funny, is that you look at the metadata on the picture. The picture was actually taken before dope was made legal in this state recreationally. But even if the state made it legal under federal law, she is a federal employee and cannot take of any substance that is against federal law. So even if she lives in a state where it's legal, you can't take it under federal law. You can't use it. You can't participate, nothing. It's really that. And you know what? These people should be aware of these rules. They should be aware of these laws. I don't look at. I smoked dope when I was a kid, when I was in my teenage years. I know there's adults that still do it. But really and honestly, when you're in that kind of a position, you're held to a higher. At least that's what I'm talking. Her people that stuck up for her were the same people that came after me, because I, as a school board member, was supposed to be held to a higher standard, but Katie apparently wasn't. Right? It's just amazing. So, between that, now Katie owes over $113,000+ in legal fees. Her legal team did not come through for her, and they couldn't have. They should have known better. They should have asked for the proof. They should have asked for the evidence up front to make sure they had what they were being told they had. I believe, I have no proof of this, I surmise she even lied to them. I know she lied to Pelosi. I know people there in that realm. I don't want to get too specific. Which is why the Ethics Committee, when they did the interview with her, when they started the hearing with her, it only lasted a couple of hours. They shut it down and went to Pelosi and said, "We have a problem." And after that happened, Hill's chief of staff told the staff members that as the Ethics Committee is going on, if they come in and ask you questions, don't you dare lie or try to cover up. Because you will go to jail. The congresswoman won't. And they're right. That's how it works in D.C. They routinely throw these people under the bus. Right? It's just amazing. So, I said all of that. First of all, just so you're aware, we're not done yet. My legal bills are close to $40K. The judge is awarded 28. I've paid a good chunk into it. See what we get. Let you know when it's all done. But I guess what I'm saying to you is, you've got to fight this stuff through. Many of you have talked to me about certain issues and say you don't want the fight, and we'll lose because you'll affect other people. Joe Bassini, your host. This is The Real Side. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected. Especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Boys, it is a beautiful wedding.
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
bride? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
He slimed me.
That's great! Actual physical contact! Can you move?
You're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-855. 732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution so that you're not part of the problem, if you would. And I mean that really seriously. I appreciate the time that you're spending with me. All right, look. During the break, somebody sent me an email and said that they weren't nasty about it, but you know, you're not quite giving the whole story. She did apologize. She apologized in a letter to constituents, and then they sent me a link to it. But let me read this to you. So I can finish it, because I don't like leaving loose ends out, okay? On October 23rd, Hill wrote a letter to her constituents about her affair with the woman, Desjardins, it looks like his name. She wrote, during the final... Now, listen to how this is worded. During the final tumultuous years of my abusive marriage, I became involved in a relationship with someone on my campaign. I know that even a consensual relationship with a subordinate is inappropriate, but I still allowed it to happen. And it was against my better judgment. For that, I apologize. Now, yeah, we all make mistakes. So let's not say that I'm expecting her to be perfect, because I'm not. But did she own it? During my final tumultuous years of my abusive marriage, because my husband abused me, verbally, whatever, whatever, whatever. It made me look somewhere else to bring somebody in to help us out. Now, she had pages on BDSM sites. Look it up if you don't know what it means. She had hookup sites, talked about bringing a third person in. These are all things that she wrote about. She put them out there. So if they went all over the place, that was her fault. Again, it's take responsibility for your actions. I have to take responsibility for my actions. We all do. The part where she says, I know I'm even consensual relationships are important, it says appropriate. I mean, we've all done things wrong in our life that we know is wrong. Hill, Helsep, and Desjardins, they were all involved in a relationship for several months, according to the Daily Mail. Now, text messages, which is the ones I'm talking about, a lot of us saw the text messages, stuck on a gossip site. It shows that it ended after Hill won her election and moved to D.C. Right? So she abandoned everybody that helped her that was supposedly close to her. Darjean says that I'm still a mess over you effers. She called the relationship with them toxic. I didn't realize how much being the dirty little secret bothered me. These were text messages. She said, it was a dark time and you treated me very poorly, but I also stayed, which is on me. Now think this. Here's the one that's being belittled or being, you know, they're treating poorly, and she's willing to own it for being involved in it. That's a true apology. That's somebody who's truly figured out where they're at and what's going on. She said the relationship was just not healthy. She said that the breakup was crushing. She said, I am not going to be a toy for you on the weekends. She went on to say that she had nightmares about her boss and former lover. Told Helsep that she understood that one of the reasons for the breakup was political. I'm still in love with her, she says. It rips my heart out every time I have to see her or have someone say something nice about her. She doesn't care or really have any concept of how deep the wounds are towards me. Right? Now, the FEC got involved. They said that Desjardins was being paid as a consultant on Hill's congressional team as recently as September. So it was the same time. Even when everything was going down, she still kept her on the payroll. Right? I mean, I don't want to go through this whole thing again. But basically, according to this, Hill took advantage of her. All right? There's no way she didn't know how she felt. And the reason this comes back to bite her, it's only one reason for this. Because she called out the men around her for doing the same thing. That's a bit of a self-righteous attitude, don't you think? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. This is not to dredge it up and make her feel bad all over again. She doesn't listen to the show anyhow, so I don't care. But this is how they operate. You see it happening today. Look at what Joe Biden's doing, right, with his son Hunter. Look at what's going on. They take responsibility for nothing. They are the party of non-responsibility. Let's just be honest about it. Anything and everything they do is an act of God in their minds. And righteous. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I don't know what the husband's like. Never met him. Don't know if he was abusive. You know, I don't know how he acted towards her. I only know what I can read or what I had read between Hill, the husband, and the girlfriend, wifey, whatever they're called. I don't even know. All right. We can move on to something else. I just want to clear that up, you know, getting an email. But you guys need to know what went on and went down. And please, if you see other commentators that are out there fighting for you, and they are fighting for you, me, whatever, fighting for us as a whole, right? You really need to support and help them any way you can. Maybe it's not financially. Maybe the whole thing that you're doing with them is help spreading the news and getting the help that they need by sending emails to your friends and others. All right, let's see what else we're going to say. I got all wrapped up in that. I forgot about a couple other stories that I wanted to do. A new union leader has stepped up and they said they want to run Newsom out of office. Now, let me say that again, because I know some of you went, huh, what? Yeah, that's right. A union leader wants to run Gavin Newsom out of office. Apparently, the new president-elect, Richard Lewis Brown, says that he wants to cut dues in half and any form of political spending and run Gavin Newsom out of office. He says those steps are essential in building trust among workers. You can't unify your union if you're involved in politics. I think he's right. And he was elected. So maybe the people in the union members, feel the same way. Now, Brown unseated 13-year union president Yvonne Walker to lead an organization representing about 100,000 public employees. She's well known in the Capitol and was number 28 on the Capitol 2020 100 list. I don't know what that means. Brown swept into power in his third try to lead the union. His win follows state workers frustrated with pay cuts unions accepted a year ago when Newsom projected a deep recession because of the coronavirus outbreak. Yeah, he shot himself in the foot with that one. Brown's agenda would be a major change for the union, known for backing rent control in Sacramento, minimum wage hikes for all workers, in part of a hole with the SEIU. They give big bucks to California Democrats. Seriously, major league. He'll have to win support from 60-plus members on the union's board of directors to carry out his plans. So it's not a done deal. All these things have been running my mouth on, I have to produce, Brown said. And this is an article that you could find in the Sacramento Bee as well. He said, we're good local, we're stable, we have some good programs, I built good leaders, so I don't think there's an opportunity for, Richard to take his vision and not have to build a foundation from the ground up. That's the other thing with some of these people getting in these offices. They don't realize that they have to have a coalition. They have to have a group of people that will get on board with them, that will help them out. I found that on the board. I thought everybody thought like I did in the beginning, that they really wanted to do for the kids what needed to be done no matter what. You find out after a while that's not necessarily true. Some people think they want to do the right thing, but then they get there, they start doing things that their party wants them to do. They start doing things that some people and groups they belong to want them to do. Well, not really giving it a hardcore thought. It says, does it affect the majority of who's there or a minority group of who's there? That simple. I'm worried about, some of you had asked earlier, but I'm worried about whether or not Newsom can survive the recall itself. People actually going to the polls to vote. In May, a survey found about 57% of voters would vote no to recall Newsom. 57%. The percentage of voters who would vote yes to recall was 40. It has been unchanged for almost 60 days. Right? And now he's giving Newsom, he's been loosening up the lockdown rules. Right? And so now you're looking at, maybe that's what's turning the tide to the positive for the moment. And he's looking to spend $76 billion to include $600 checks to pretty much every taxpayer in California, whether you're here legally or not. Right? And he wants to throw $500 down payments on college savings accounts for millions of kids. Talk about buying the votes. So we see your host, listen to Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Thanks for tuning in. Always appreciate the time you spend with me. Have a safe rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid, and I want you back. Check out the show, therealside.com.